This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know I've seen anyone talk about this as like an A topic or a B topic. It seems very much like, we haven't talked about the Browns in 3 months. Let's go ahead and talk about the whatever the hell this quarterback battle is.
And even if you're just a random NFL fan in a city that's not Cleveland, like I think maybe like interesting is the wrong word. I think you're aware of the situation. It's like, oh, look at the Browns over in the corner. They have four quarterbacks, and none of them are really that good, but they're going to start one of them, and the other three might also play at some point in the season.
I don't think the casual NFL fan anywhere. I guarantee you, if I like called up my boys, Mac and Bone, who do mornings on WFNZ in Charlotte, I guarantee you neither of them, I'll be like, so what do you think about the quarterback situation? And they're like,
they wouldn't use the word interesting.
I think they would be like, what's going on with it again? Can you refresh? You mean Shador? They give me one of the names. I guarantee you they're good football men. Some call them the LeBron James of Charlotte sports talk. But they're good football men, so they would give me. But I don't know that I really don't know what adjective you would use to describe this unless you were in Cleveland. It should be interesting to us because they're all four. They're all four quarterbacks equally disadvantaged. Joe is old. Kenny Pickett, tiny baby hands, not good at all, unplayable actually. At least he was in Pittsburgh. Dylan Gabriel is diminutive, but he was their favorite quarterback. That's why he went late in the third round. And then Shador is a social media superstar. Like all of the, and oh, by the way, I actually think is the second most talented quarterback in that quarterback room. So it is interesting to me as a Browns fan. And I am like, there is a designed way that I'd like to see it happen. And then there's a couple other ways that I can conceive it happening, but probably wouldn't design it up that way. But I think that, like when Adam says, one of the most interesting quarterback situations, it's like, no one's thinking about the Browns job. Nobody's thinking about the Saints job either.
You gave the word right there. I don't even know if you're aware that you did it. The word isn't interesting. It's curious. It's because it's a curious situation. Because
isn't that just the nicest way of saying, like, this is kind of a dumb idea? Am I being too nice by saying curious when really I'm like, nobody actually thinks this is a salient idea. We all understand what this quarterback room means.
Well, I think it's curious because I think like you understand that Joe Flacco is probably the favorite, you know, to be the week one starter, but the rest of the guys all exist. And I think that's what makes this fun. Ooh, is that
No. Now we're on to it. Now we're on to where we are with this. This quarterback room exists. That's actually, okay, I'm going to give you some credit here. That's analysis. As good of a way that you can describe this. And again, that shouldn't stop you from being excited. We like Joe Flacco. He's earned that respect. He's earned that love here. And I think he does make the offense more interesting because that arm is still that arm. I think Shador has a chance to make it interesting. But if you just look, if I just said the name, if this was any other quarterback room, if this was in Pittsburgh, we would be laughing all over ourselves at Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and these two rookies, right?
Would it be fair to say that this is, of all the quarterback rooms of all time, this is certainly one of them?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. It's not, listen, I can find you worse Browns quarterback rooms. I don't want to do it. I'm having a good week. I'm in a good mood. I don't need to redo some of the things that we did back in the mid-teens, as it were, the early Haslam years. I can find you a worse one. And I can damn sure find you a couple better ones, too, right off the rip. But it does exist. This is the reality. And so now it is, what can you make of this reality? Is it a 3-win quarterback room? Is it a 7-win? Or, and there are some fans holding out hope this team could be a playoff team. It's not where I am. I shouldn't say that. You should always have hope. So I do think there's a part of me that's like, I hope I'm wrong. I think it's a 3-quarterback room. And I think, at least with Joe, I can say, hey, That's an adult in the room. What they always talked about moving on from Baker to Deshaun, which is still crazy that they said those things. But an adult in the room, and then let's just kind of see how it goes. The whole season, though, this quarterback room exists. That you can win without a quarterback. The Browns have done that in short order, certainly in 2023 of all things. But now it becomes, all right, you have to have the perfect context around. And that's another layer to me that this actually does become interesting from our perspective as fans.
And then the most interesting thing to me as, you know, a fan and as somebody that's going to cover this team this year, the Browns have 2 first-round picks next year. And I think we're all kind of operating under the belief that those are going to be 2 high first-round picks. So what's fascinating to me about this entire thing is that can any quarterback that the Browns currently employ stop them from drafting a quarterback next year? To me, that's like the plaque for this season. That should be the mantra and the mission for Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, and Jimmy Haslam this season. Can Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, our guest Joe Flacco, prevent us from drafting a quarterback in the first round?
So I don't think it should be Kevin's focus, Andrew's focus, or Jimmy's focus. Oh, it might maybe has to be Kevin's focus. I think it's got to be Shador, Dylan, Kenny, or Joe's. Of like, if you're Joe, you have to win enough games that they're out of position to get that quarterback, and then you get a second year as a starter. If you're any of the other 3 guys, yes, you got to steal this thing. And the reality is, it has to be clear cut.
Yep.
If there's a question mark at the end of the season, well, Shador looked really good in 7 games. That's cool. Still draft the quarterback.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because you need to get to a point where if 3 years from now we said, man, they had too many good quarterbacks. Yeah, we'll take that. That is a problem right now. Like, and I hearken back to the Chargers had Drew Brees, and Drew statistically was not very good those first couple of years as starter. He existed, right? Like this quarterback room, he existed. They took Philip Rivers, and the reality is everything that happened the year that Philip was a rookie and sat on the bench. No one saw that coming for Drew Brees. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if you saw it from a mile away. You didn't have enough proof. You didn't have enough of the actual substantial things. And by the way, it still worked out for the Chargers, and it worked out for Drew going forward. That's where you are.
Yeah, so when should... So you and I... This is interesting, because you and I are both of the... Like, Dylan Gabriel, for me, is just kind of a non-starter in terms of conversation, just because I don't see... Like, if Dylan Gabriel was the guy that walked out of this thing and 10 years from now we're looking back on today, I'd be stunned.
I'm ready for it, though. Yeah, I am. Kevin is a quarterback guy. This is him and Kenny Pickett are him rubber-stamping... These are my guys.
Yeah, but isn't the last two guys that he rubber stamped were Deshaun Watson and Dorian Thompson-Robinson? So that gives me a little bit of
pause. The DTR thing, I'm not entirely clear on. The Deshaun thing, though, I'm glad you said it because not enough people say it. But that's a whole nother. I don't even want to talk about it. Because it's going to upset me that you traded all the. You took 3 years of our time, and then you're like, the last minute, you're like, should we build an offense around him? Like, where was that 3 years ago? I digress. I'm not still mad about it. See, we started the show talking about how happy I was not talking about Deshaun, then you got me into talking about Deshaun. Now, for the second time in 3 seconds, I do digress here. Here's one way that I do think this is an interesting thing here in town, beyond everything else we said. Albert Breer, in his Monday Morning Quarterback write-up, said it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the team to drag things out, and I vehemently disagree with our guy Albert, because I'm like, no. Joe is such a ready-made, you know, just pull out of the package, put in the oven and bake. Like, the whole point on having Joe here is you can give Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel as much time to distinguish themselves. And then if none of them do, then you got Joe to pop right there. You're not hurting the rest of the team. You're not hurting Joe Flacco if he doesn't get enough reps on this, because he is a professional, and this is a guy who walked in off his couch and was the best quarterback the Browns had up until the 2020 season with Baker Mayfield.
Couldn't the other side of that argument, though, and I hear you, because you've got guys like Joel Bitonio that if you roll out Kenny Pickett week one, I think Joel is probably looking at his own situation being like, why did I come back? Why didn't I just retire? But you've got guys like Myles Garrett on the record that said any team that's going to go far needs a young blue chip quarterback. And Joe Flacco is not that. I think Joe Flacco could buy us a year, but I think we're kind of sick of buying years here in Cleveland. I think we're ready to find something that works, which is why I kind of hope that they go to Shedeur sooner than later.
So maybe this is the way to put it. I want them to give Shedeur, Dylan, and even Kenny Pickett with his tiny baby hands, a quarterback that I do not believe in. I want them to give those guys as many opportunities in camp and in the preseason, and that includes first team reps, to steal the job. Because I'm confident Joe can hit the ground running week one, even if he doesn't have those reps. And two, I think it's more important to really give those guys every chance because it is in your best interest long term. Not week one, but long term. At some point, even if they're not ready for week one, at some point to be able to quickly pivot if those first six games go to 1-5 or 0-6. 216-474-0092. How quickly do the Browns need to name their starting quarterback? Albert Breer says you got to rip that Band-Aid off quickly. We'll bring this back a little later in the show because I think we just kind of got started there. But Guardians regret on national display in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.